The question for today is, the Bible says there is only one God, yet you speak of the Father and the Son as the two persons of the Godhead. Doesn't this suggest more than one God? Both the Old Testament and the New clearly state that there is only one God. Deuteronomy 6 verse 4, 32 verse 39, 1 Corinthians 8 verse 4 to 6, and James 2 verse 19. However, this does not necessarily mean that the one deity or Godhead is limited to one person. The Father is called God throughout the New Testament. Christ is called God in only a few passages. See John 1 verse 1, 20 verse 28, Titus 2 verse 13 and 14, and Hebrews 1 verse 8. But some scholars question the translation and or meaning of some of these passages. Nevertheless, the deity of Christ is clearly seen in the fact that he is worshipped. Hebrews 1 verse 6, Revelation 5 verse 13. Prayed to, Acts 7 verse 59, and given titles denoting divinity, John 4 verse 42, Hosea 13 verse 4, Revelation 1 verse 17, Isaiah 41 verse 4, 44 verse 6, and 48 verse 12. The unity and plurality of God can be understood by recognizing the difference between essence and persons. Consider the following. 1. God is spirit. John 4 verse 24. Spirit, therefore, is the essence of God. It is what God is. 2. There is only one spirit. Ephesians 4 verse 4. 3. Therefore God, who is spirit, is one in essence. Our conclusion, then, is that when the Bible says that God is one, it means that the deity is one in essence, that is, one spirit, one divine nature. Now consider further. 1. The Father is God and is personally distinct from the Son. 2. The Son is God and is personally distinct from the Father. 3. Therefore, God is more than one in person. When we put all these facts together, we can come to only one conclusion. The deity, or Godhead, is one in essence, but more than one in person. In our tradition, we have used a simple description that we believe adequately and appropriately conveys an understanding of the relationship between God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, the Son. We have spoken of this composite unity as a family, since family can be defined as any class of like or related things. Since the Father is not the Son, but is like the Son in that the two persons share the divine nature, they may be described as a family. One way of understanding both the unity and plurality of God is through comparing the divinity with humanity. Originally, humanity consisted of Adam and Eve. There was only one humanity, but the one humanity was comprised of two distinct persons. As God is one in essence, but more than one in person, so humanity was one flesh, Genesis 2 verse 24, but more than one person. The Bible even speaks of humanity as if he were an individual person. Speaking of the human race, God says, "Man is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years." Genesis 6 verse 3. God saw the wickedness of man, and that the intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Verse 5. Similarly, God is called he and him, and is often described as an individual person. But Scripture reveals that the one God is more than one in person. Of course, this analogy breaks down at some point because of the limitations of comparing flesh with spirit. Nevertheless, it should help satisfy our need to understand how God can be one, yet more than one. When a Samaritan woman spoke with Jesus about the places of worship for her people and his, he informed her that true worship is not restricted to a place. He said, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." John 4, verse 24. He simply meant that God, because he is spirit, and therefore not limited to a particular place, can be worshipped in any place. Jesus' emphasis is on how to worship God, not where to worship him. Jesus was applying to the worship of God what the Old Testament had already revealed about him. Since God is omnipresent, meaning that there is no place inaccessible to him, true worshippers can experience his presence at any time and in any place. David said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, or the pit, behold, you are there." Psalm 139, verse 7 and 8. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God says, "Am I a God near at hand, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places, so I shall not see him? Do I not fill heaven and earth?" Jeremiah 23, verse 23 and 24. When Solomon offered a prayer of dedication of the temple, he said, "Behold heaven, and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built." 2 Chronicles 6, verse 18. The Apostle Paul acknowledged God's omnipresence. He said that he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, and that we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art and man's devising. Acts 17, verse 27 to 29. Believers in China, Australia, Europe, Canada, Jamaica, the Philippines, and the United States can fellowship with God through his Spirit at precisely the same time. And as Paul points out, there is one body, one universal church, and one spirit, Ephesians 4, verse 4. The Father and the Son share the one spirit, the one divine nature that is not limited by time and space. The one spirit is called both the Spirit of God and Spirit of Christ, Romans 8, verse 9. Christ in you is synonymous with the indwelling of the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, verses 10 and 11. As Paul says, the Lord, referring to Yahweh, is the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. The divine name, Yahweh, may be used in reference to either the Father or the Son, or to the composite unity we often call the Godhead. The Bible is clear. There is one essence, one divine nature, one spirit, but there is more than one divine person. This omnipresent spirit is what we call the Godhead or the deity. It was the second person of the Godhead who became Jesus Christ. This grand truth is expressed beautifully in the prologue of the fourth gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1, verse 1 to 3 and 14.